Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen. This time, the show on the road is we are at Northland Area Federal Credit Union and getting ready for the kickoff of Junior Achievement. And joining us is the president of Junior Achievement for Northeast Michigan, Jen Carpenter. How are you, Jen?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you for having us here on the road here. Now, tonight is a kickoff meeting, and tell us a little bit about what Junior Achievement is about and what are we actually kicking off tonight?
Well, tonight, this is something special. It's to promote the beginning of the Junior Achievement classes in the local schools here. Junior Achievement is great programs that we have within our schools. They teach our students work readiness, financial literacy, and entrepreneurism. So it teaches kids really how to succeed in their life. Our mission is to teach youth how to own their own economic success. So in turn, it creates a great economy for our own community. So we are kicking off the meeting of our teachers within the schools, meeting their volunteers that will be in the classroom actually teaching the kids.
Oh, okay, now we've got a list of, now where are we starting off with the list of, these are your board members?
Yes, and I would definitely like to put the credit to our board of directors in Oscoda here, Iosco County. I don't want to take any credit away from them because they are a small group. They are very mighty. Everything that we do here, they really have made happen. And I'd like to actually list them so everybody knows who they are. We've got Kim Curry from the Oscoda school system, Elaine Taylor, Deanna Reeves, and Brandon Taylor, all from the Northland area, the Northland Area Federal Credit Union. We've got Joan Miles over at Alpena Alcona, Kevin Smith, the owner of KMS Agency, and Regina Fortner, who is at First Federal. They make up our board here locally, and they are really responsible for finding funding for the programs within the classrooms. We'd like to provide funding for all of the students in the schools, but unfortunately, we are a nonprofit, so we have to find funding to pay for these programs. And this group really does find that funding through our community. So we really thank the community for providing these classes within the schools, because without them, we wouldn't be here.
That's right. And of course, you got a board, but you also have some other people who are involved. There's always a lot of people behind the scenes when it comes to something like this.
Oh, absolutely. And I would really like to congratulate and thank our sponsors for being champions of our Junior Achievement programs. Northland Area Federal Credit Union, of course, for hosting this great kickoff event. And of course, you heard on our board, we've got three people on our board from Northland. So we are very thankful to them. The Alpena Alcona Federal Credit Union, the First Federal Credit Union of Northern Michigan, and Kevin Smith, who is the owner of KMS Agency and Farm Bureau Insurance, as well as a past sponsorship from Mark Schultz of Edward Jones. They are all responsible for the classes that we are having our Junior Achievement programs in this year.
All right, now the kickoff tonight, you got the kickoff meeting going on. Now how long does the sessions last? How long will they be in the schools?
The volunteers actually take their personal time, go into the class and teach the kids, like I said, financial literacy, entrepreneurship, work readiness, all at that grade level appropriateness. And they will be in the classroom for about 5 weeks, once a week. So the kids really do get to know those volunteers. They get to know them by name. They know the businesses that they work in the community. And it's fun because these kids will then go out into the community, see their volunteer that was in their classroom, and they can really put together what they've learned in the classroom together with a real work experience. So it's a really nice experience for the kids. And it's all done in about 5 weeks, but it's a great time for the kids and the volunteers.
And speaking of those volunteers, you've got a list of those too. That always the silent group there, and we want to make sure they get recognized.
Absolutely, we do have a great list of volunteers. We've got two second grade volunteers this year. We've got Beth Ferdenberg and Annalyn Lurzak. For third grade, we've got Mandy Beck. Fifth grade, Brandon Taylor will be teaching. High school is Kevin Smith, and Regina Fortner will be teaching the eighth grade class this year.
Okay. Now, for the students who are going to be a part of this, will they do this again? Can they redo this every year as they get older?
Well, that's kind of up to our community and the funding that we can get. We are always looking for donations for grants. It's very important. Like I said, we are a nonprofit and we have to find the funding for these programs. So what I'd like to do is give you our local contact here, Elaine Taylor. She is at Northland Area Federal Credit Union. And if I can give her phone number online, I would love to do that. It is 989-739-1401, and that's extension 294. And again, that's Elaine Taylor. And if you remember that she's with Northland Area Federal Credit Union, you can find Elaine. And she can help you get the funds where they need to go so we can have more junior achievement classes.
Very nice. Not only funding, but I would imagine volunteers, too. If somebody's interested, you could always probably use some more volunteers.
Oh, absolutely. We always need volunteers because we can't teach the kids without the volunteers. It's a nice spoke that all goes together. We need the funding, then we have the classes, and we have the volunteers, and it all works together to really give the kids a really beneficial program to help them be successful in life.
Very good. Learning more about junior achievement tonight, we're at Northland Area Federal Credit Union. The president of the Northeast Michigan Junior Achievement, Jen Carpenter. Jen, thanks for joining us, giving us more insight about junior achievement here in Northeast Michigan.
Kevin, thank you so much for giving us the exposure with junior achievement.